If God's mercy seat welcomes anyone with faith, no matter how stained or distant, why do people cling either to self-righteousness or exclusion instead of humble dependence on compassion? Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. And I am just so glad that you are here today. If you're enjoying these daily devotions, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment, and place in that Washington Defender huddle. It's a great way for us to get the Word of God out into the public square and to have people think about their sin and their Savior. So I hope that you will share this today. Also, if you're a financial partner with FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much. This is how we bring these great resources out to you, whether that's $5 a month, $100 a month, whatever it is. We're just thankful for your generosity and your partnership with us as we grow in the public square and equip you to be as effective as possible as we go. We are in a series called None Righteous, and today we're going to look at a word called propitiation, which may be a new word for you. So I want to differentiate. Redeemed means to be purchased from captivity through the payment of a ransom for them. So it's this idea of God redeeming you or purchasing you out of captivity. Propitiation has to do more with the expiatory or the merciful or the mercy seat. In fact, in the Old Testament, the lid of covering of the Ark of the Covenant made of pure gold, on and before which the high priest was sprinkled the blood of the expiatory sacrifice on the Day of Atonement, and where the Lord promised to meet his people. So in Paul's writings, by applying this name to in Christ, in Romans 3:25, assures us that Christ was the true mercy seat, the reality typified by the cover of the Ark of the Covenant. So propitiation, it has an element of the blood being sprinkled on it, but really it's the covering. It's your mercy seat covering over your life. Isn't that beautiful? So when we read this, think about God covering you with mercy and that mercy seat where he weighs us, but it's all through his mercy and grace. So Romans 3:21, it says, "But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all those who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Jew, Gentile, Greek, barbarian, we've all fallen short of the glory of God, being justified as a gift by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus." We talked about that yesterday. "Whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation in his blood through faith." So let's break this down. He's saying to us that we are justified just as if we never sinned as a free gift of God. We were purchased out of redemption, out of captivity. We were redeemed, which is in Christ Jesus. And then Christ Jesus, whom God displayed like the ark of the mercy seat, publicly as a mercy seat, in his blood through faith. I know that's a mouthful, but the reality is, as you're walking around today with faith in Jesus Christ, Jesus has covered you. This is so powerful. He's covered you with his mercy seat. So we know that that mercy seat is a place of, I don't want to say it, a place where we receive that grace and that mercy in our time of need. Even when we don't deserve it, we receive that grace and that mercy. And you may be feeling like you don't need it today or you don't have it today, but think about this for a moment. Without God's mercy, without God's grace upon your life, you could do none of this stuff. You couldn't walk with God. You couldn't be transferred to the kingdom of light. You couldn't do any righteousness. Your self-righteousness is as filthy rags to Almighty God. And yet his mercy seat is now covering you because of faith in Jesus. Whom God displayed, Jesus was displayed by God publicly as a propitiation in his blood through faith. This was to demonstrate his righteousness because in the forbearance, he passed over sins previously committed. So this mercy coming over us is to demonstrate God's righteousness. Powerful. That just shows us that Old Testament altar, that Old Testament ark, that Old Testament, it's showing us where we are today. That's why we got to study the Old Testament. He says, for the demonstration, I say, of his righteousness at the present time, so that he would be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. He is both those things for us. So what do we learn from this? We've been paralleling a lot of Romans 3 with Romans 11. For I do not want you, brethren, to be uninformed of the mystery, so that you will not be wise in your own estimation, that a partial hardening has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. See that right there? None of chapter 3 of Romans is meant to be used to displace Jews, the nation of Israel, the covenant of Abraham that is everlasting. We should not read any of Romans 3 and think, oh, the church has replaced Israel. Because he's in the same letter telling us, no, I'm giving you this mystery. Why? So that you don't become wise in your own eyes, but there's a partial hardening. That's why some Jews come to know Jesus, has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. Right there. And so all Israel will be saved, just as it is written. The deliverer will come from Zion. He will remove ungodliness from Jacob. Okay? So this covenant that we see, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, who is Jacob? Jacob's name was eventually turned into or re-given by God to be called Israel. This is my covenant with them when I take away their sins. From the standpoint of the gospel, they are enemies for your sake. But from the standpoint of God's choice, they are beloved for the sake of the fathers. It's really, really clear if you just read it. Yeah, they are enemies from the sake of the gospel's perspective. In other words, but from God's perspective, they're beloved for the sake of the fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, or Israel. He says this, for the gifts and the callings of God are irrevocable. So this portion of scripture is oftentimes quoted when talking about being in pastoral ministry or being an evangelist or a missionary. And could it apply to that? Yeah, I guess it could. But more accurately applied would be when God called Abraham, that is irrevocable. This is why we can't have replacement theology in the church. This is why we are not to celebrate anti-Semitic behavior or run aside people who are saying from the river to the sea, Palestine should be free, you know, all these kind of anti-Semitic wiping out Israel. This is why, quite frankly, as a nation, we should not support dividing of the land of Israel, is because the giftings and the callings of God are irrevocable. Every peace treaty that has come down the pipe since 1948 has divided the land. Every single one. And it's been devastating to the countries who have done that. For just as you once were disobedient to God, but now have been shown mercy, propitiation, that kind of idea there, because of their disobedience. So these also now have been disobedient, that because of the mercy shown to you, they also may now show mercy. For God has shut up all in disobedience so that he may show mercy to all. Oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and unfathomable his ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who became his counselor, or who has first given to him that it might be paid back to him again? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. So what's our public square application for today? Christ is your mercy seat. No distinction between Jew, Gentile, Greek, barbarian. And Israel is still God's chosen nation. He's merciful to Israel. We need to bless him. We need to stand beside them and not become a curse to them. So as you enter the public square today, you are going to find people who strongly disagree with what I just said. The reality, it's very, very clear in God's word. For such a time as this, you have been entrusted with your area in the public square to share truth in love. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray that as we go into the public square today, that we will share truth in love, that we will not become conceited in our own eyes or our own estimation, but we will stand on the truth of your word, reconciled to you, knowing that you are our mercy seat. There's no distinction for you. You are the one who covers us in mercy, in grace, in loving kindness. You love us so much, God. Whether we're Jew, Gentile, Greek, or barbarian, we want to surrender to you, God. Open our eyes to the lost, the hurting, the down, the outcast around us. Let us outlove people who are unloving. Let us outshow your grace and mercy to them. And God, let us first and foremost know that on Christ and Christ alone are we able to take our stand. In Jesus' name, amen. So go out there and defend in advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard